fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st day of March. The prepper tip today is to get a 2-year supply of food. Do that now while you can. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is a busy guy. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Good to have you with us. And it's time for me to give out your 5 websites. I used to give out 4, but now I've included 528radio.com. Excellent. I have it on every day. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Thanks for joining us, Doctor. Before the show started, I mentioned the well-known movie actor Bruce Willis has retired from movie acting. He's been diagnosed with aphasia, if I'm saying it correctly, aphasia, which is a prion disease that's from an overload of spike proteins in a cranial nerve stem that makes its way into the brain. And we were both speculating about whether Bruce Willis did or did not get the clot shot COVID vaccination, weren't we, sir?
Yes, John. And it's very reasonable to presume that his disease came from a vaccination, because when you go back and start to study, as I did, the origins of the protein prion crystals, they're like protein crystals. And then when you understand that the bioweapons labs and the even vaccine and pharmaceutical labs were actually manipulating the crystals, now you have the same scenario. COVID's blamed on bats, and the protein prion crystals were blamed on wild deer eating grass. And it just is inconsistent with what the science shows and what the presumption must be based on the facts. This is a lab creation. Now, the question becomes, how do you administer this? You have Alzheimer's disease that's been skyrocketing since the vaccine era, like many other diseases. The same is true for the protein prion disease, Alzheimer's disease. There is an extreme amount of correlation between Alzheimer's, mental disorders. And then now put that in the context of even COVID with the bioelectronics, which is basically crystals are receivers and transmitters of energy, light and sound energy, and in the whole genetic manipulation that's ongoing, that's the objective, to commercialize DNA, to commercialize the electronics, bioelectronics of electrogenetics. That's all what the science is now. And the fact is that when you start realizing the correlation, that's the fundamental understanding, the foundation of any reasonable theory in this regard would have to begin with understanding that these are most probably, highly probably, lab creations. And then you have to ask, well, okay, what's the use? What's the purpose aside from population control and profitable, profit from humanity's suffering as people get diseased and then have to have healthcare services? All of this is, shockingly reality when we're considering even headline news today that's talking about, or slightly talking about, a racketeering enterprise of globalization, and the financial institutions, the private equity investment firms that are backing both Russia, China, the military, the manipulation on the planet. And then one last thing that comes to my mind, which is consistent with this whole tragedy, is this whole beyond woke, beyond this now headline news, which is that there is transsexuality and that we must normalize our culture, must normalize men wanting to be women, women wanting to be men. The fact is that these people are sick because it's like saying God made a mistake in my body.
I would preface, when I would say men want to be women, I would say mentally ill men who want to be women, mentally ill women who want to be men. I would have that preface every time I said it, sir.
I'm totally in agreement with you. And it's based on, again, the foundation, the family culture has broken down. And so this is being manipulated. Now, the big picture, nobody's talking about it. So it's a privilege and an honor for me to mention it clearly on your show. You're a newsmaker, man. You're great service to humanity. So I'm going to mention this right now. This whole issue of this transhumanism underlies the transsexuality, this manipulation of the mindset through mind war to have us adapt this transsexual movement is part of fundamental requirement to have us question our biology, our genetic inheritance, question God's presence in us through our genetic inheritance, our grace and blessing. In fact, the Holy Spirit, which is subject, actually the Holy Spirit that does all the healing, always does, always will, not the chemistry. It's the Holy Spirit power of love, ultimately, that does the healing. So, but fundamentally, this is exactly what the COVID shots, the clot shots, the testing, the genetic manipulations are all about, is to get the Neuralink, the brain cloud connection through 5G real-time manipulation and surveillance. So this is population control now as we evolve into this new world order. This new world order calls for one world religion. It's based on drugs again. The dimethyltryptamine, they call it ayahuasca, they call it the God molecule, and they're saying, okay, this is how we're going to, from in the future, in our transhumanist state, in our robotics, and in our integration between the human being, as though God's blessing of a human being is not good enough. We need to have robotics intertwined with a human being. So this is the fundamental cult. We're being prepared. All of this transsexual manipulation and this media persuasion is founded in the transhumanist movement. The transhumanist movement basically makes us cyborgs. It creates the culture and basically humanity to no longer be human. It's not good enough in their minds. It's not profitable enough in their minds. And they want less people. They want more machines. And so that's obvious if you just go to, Walmart or any place and you're checking out food, you see now the people are being substituted by machines. So this is really the foundation and where the commercial operation and the racketeering enterprise, you know, make no mistake about it. The global cartel deep state is a racketeering enterprise committing genocide under the guises of national security and whatever else, such as the war mentality.
Absolutely. Doctor, we had a couple of callers on hold. Let's take our first call. We got Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Good morning. I wanted to ask Dr. Horowitz, one time you almost finished saying this, but something happened. Did you mention the different, the three number one vaccines, quote-unquote, had a different metal in them, and I think, and did you say Moderna had silver, and a couple more had different metals? Is that true? Did I hear that right?
Yes, you did, and that comes directly out of their filings, their federal filings describing what metals are in, and their scientific reports that describe what metals are in. So a lot of attention is focused on graphene oxide, and not enough has been focused on copper, silver, and gold. Those are the three metals that are found fundamental in the scientific literature to their being electronic devices. And that's what the research that's been suppressed at Harvard and MIT, Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein's investments at Harvard. In my book, COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, I go into Fauci's emails like nobody does. Nobody, not even Jim Jordan, not Rand Paul, nobody is going addressing the obvious reality of there being the AIDS virus envelope genes. This is Fauci's patents, Fauci's manipulations, and his criminal psychopathology expressed in now, you know, our manipulations, how humanity is being manipulated. Ultimately, it goes into this understanding. The objective, as I just mentioned, is transhumanism, is brain cloud connection. For that, you need to have electronics. And copper, silver, and gold are the three most electron conductive, energy, electricity conductive elements in the periodic table of elements. So that's why we use copper wire for electricity, because copper is a superior, along with gold and silver, superior electronic conductor.
Okay, Pat, anything else?
Well, I was wondering, you said you and Jeff Nyquist set me straight on that International Criminal Court. I looked it up on Wikipedia, and they did a real good job of explaining and how Trump got us out of that, because there's no way to, there's no jury, you know, whatever they decide is a crime, it's a crime, you know. And I noticed that when they come against the vaccine, quote unquote, they did not include Moderna, and I wondered why.
Because that's virtually the heart of the beast. There's a number of organizations that are the heart of the beast that they would want to cover up, and they do cover up. Moderna's connections. Yeah, see, Moderna is founded at MIT in the media labs at MIT, and the Robert Langer lab. He's the main entrepreneur. This is actually public knowledge. If you go do a search on Robert Langer and the Langer Lab at MIT, and then you search Charles Lieber, who's supposedly in jail or been convicted of Chinese espionage with his students sending biologicals over to China. This whole operation was financed by the U.S. military, by beyond Fauci's organizations and the NIAID and National Institutes of Health. And you have to understand, where did they come from the inception? The Rockefeller cartel created the National Institutes of Health. So what you're referring to is they've left no stone unturned. whether you're dealing with the judicial system and the World Court, or whether you're dealing with the CDC, you're dealing with a racketeering enterprise that has its agents infiltrated into every faction of life. And so that's what they've done. And ultimately, that's what we have to contend with right now.
Okay. All right. That explains. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for the call. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
I have a medical question. Maybe not directly.
Go ahead.
I have a question about what causes insulin resistance and how do you combat it?
That's a great question. It would be reasonable to presume that insulin resistance would be a partly an autoimmune disease, if not completely, from vaccination and intoxication. And why do I say that? Because, again, let's go back to the protein crystals. You know, when you get injected with any vaccination, the entire array of vaccines deliver proteins. And those proteins float around in your body and they attach to your own host cell proteins. So let's say it has now attached to the islets of Langerhans cells in the pancreas now that's producing insulin. Now you have an inflammatory reaction against the cells that are producing insulin. So now you have an aberrant insulin blood sugar level issue. So again, the fundamental issue is the intoxication of the population, and nobody's really talking about it. That's why I did the film Vaxxed Zombies. It's up on revolutiontelevision.net. You scroll down, you'll see most recent updates, and you'll see Vaxxed Zombies. And that goes into the fact that you have these proteins. Now, when you have proteins injected through the skin, which is your primary barrier, God created your skin to be an impregnable barrier against bacteria and infectious diseases. So your skin has enzymes, it kills the bacteria, it basically sweats for detoxification. You have a barrier. Now, when you inject force through the skin, foreign RNA, foreign DNA, and foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and with smallpox, it's cow pus. When you inject that garbage into the human body, then what you potentially are raising is one of many, many autoimmune disease reactions that, vaccinations is the most profitable way to control populations. Go back to World War II. What were the Holocaust victims told they were going into the concentration camp showers for? For public health, for disinfection. Here today, we're told we got to go get vaccinated for public health, for infection prevention. It's the same message and it's the same genocide. And unfortunately, you know, the insulin problem is part of that picture. I would recommend in India, the natural physicians recommend fresh squeezed cane juice, which is a different type of a sugar, rather than white sugar, which is poison. Processed sugar is poison, and it lends itself to hypoglycemic tendencies and to these problems with the insulin and diabetes. You have the capability of naturally normalizing your blood sugar levels by drinking fresh squeezed cane juice. And interestingly enough, Dr. Stanley Burroughs, God bless his soul, gave the world the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanse, where he originally said, use fresh squeezed cane juice and spiked cayenne pepper spiked lemonade, and you can do a great job detoxing.
All right, we have a break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by MP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your wife's car, your granddaughter's car who's in college from the effects of EMP at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to all these websites. He has about 20 or more, but we only give out five of them. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, have you completed answering John's question, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. John, we need to move on. We got a lot of callers on hold here. Next, we have Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. Maybe after the bottom of the hour, Dr. Horowitz could lead a prayer for the people in Ukraine who are suffering. No matter how corrupt the Ukraine government is, and no matter how much people in our movement think that Putin was justified. I actually heard one of the reporters on Alex Jones say, Putin's a Christian standing up against the New World Order. No, he's not. So anyway, maybe a prayer for Ukraine after the bottom of the hour. A couple other things. Quick side note, that we are already on gas rationing. The gentleman pumping gas next to me at the station had the pump stop at $75. he said that the second time it happened also in Mississippi. I checked with another person. They said the pumps are automatically stopping at $50 at certain locations here in upstate New York. So I thought that was, you know, worth knowing for people. So now I noticed the WilsonCenter.org, Dr. Horowitz, had an article, Vaccine Hesitancy in the Ukraine, a Crisis in Governance. And the gist of the article is only 1 in 5 Ukrainians took the full course of vaccinations, and that put them at the lowest vaccination rate in Europe. And I thought that was mighty suspicious that the Ukraine was kind of, you know, singled out for this invasion conveniently while they were simultaneously the lowest vaccinated population. I thought that was very interesting. You may want to comment on that. I found a couple other articles on snake venom in the vaccine. This one was really scary, from fiercebiotech.com. The link between COVID-19, rattlesnake venom, and a killer enzyme. And there's a bunch of other articles. They're increasing by the month, you know, this snake venom in the vaccine. Does the human body not know that it's being injected with snake venom? I think the body has an intuitive process that knows it's being injected. I don't care how good the component is or how small of a peptide or, you know, fragment it is. The body's got to know that it's being injected with the genetics of the serpent. So I thought that is very scary. And one last point before I scoot on. When I was researching the propensity for Star Trek metaphors to be used in this whole COVID-19, Trump with his warp speed and all this other stuff, I typed in Star Trek Omicron, and it turns out that in one of the Star Trek episodes — I'm not into Star Trek, but it turns out one of the episodes, the Enterprise, the Starship Enterprise, landed on the planet Omicron, and that's where they found their artificial intelligence character named Data, who became an integral part of the Star Trek series. So anything in that potpourri that you'd like to comment on, snake venom in the vaccine. Oh, and by the way, my search led to the Roddenberry. Gene Roddenberry was the founder of Star Trek. There's something called the Roddenberry Foundation of Global Gene Corp. And if you research Global Gene Corp, their mission, it's right online, is to database the genomic structure of everybody on the planet. So the Roddenberry Foundation, it's right here. The company has built the most diverse genomic data set for human populations, augmented by a cutting-edge digital health and therapeutics development platform to deliver the health care of the future. Doesn't that make you all fuzzy? So I'll take any of your comments on that, Doctor.
Okay. We got a break coming up. Go ahead and get started, Doctor.
Well, thank you very much. It's be an honor for me to lead a prayer, John, if you remind me at the end of the
after
hour,
the break. Sure.
Be happy to do that. There's so much in what you're talking about, the Ukrainian issue. I view the entire operation as part of the racketeering enterprise's manipulations. I see Zelensky and the whole history of the Ukraine as part and parcel of the Biden administration's lying, cheating, stealing, and satanic manipulations. And that's fundamental, the satanic element on all of this. That's why prayer is probably the best thing that we could do at this point. And the fact that you've got the snake venom, for example, you're dealing with a witch's brew. Now, we the people have accepted injections, inoculations, infections in our bodies by way of these inoculations. And what are they injecting? Poisons. So the whole thing is satanic. Again, the Creator created us to not be fearful of bacteria. So our phobias and our manipulations by the press, it's all about this mind control and cult, this medical culture.
Hold on, Doctor. We have a break. Hold on, Doctor. Okay. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Today is the last day for the mosquito net mask to be sold. If you want to get a mosquito net mask to have fun with, they're large enough to cover your whole face, your eyes, nose, and mouth. They're a lot of fun. I always bring one with me when I think I have to enter a place that requires a mask, and I cover up my whole face. It's really a hoot. Today's the last day. They're 50% off. Also, on my website, you'll find articles by my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist. Very well-written articles. We're going to get a new one posted today. And, of course, real estate. We have some interesting properties for sale in my neighborhood in Crawford County, Missouri, and more on the way in nearby counties, Phelps County, Dent County, Texas County, and so forth. You might want to check those out at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Here's five websites for Dr. Horowitz. Listen carefully. 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, would you please lead us in a prayer for the innocent men, women, and children suffering in Ukraine, sir?
Oh, for sure, John. All right, let's do it. Let's connect to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for all of the blessings that you're bestowing upon us. We ask for a special blessing and prayer for peace in the Ukraine. We ask for a special blessing and anointing of justice to be administered against those creating war for no good reason other than to serve their demented mentality. We ask for a special purging of that negativity so that we can have shalom, peace restored, not just in the Middle East, not just in the Ukraine, but everywhere in the city streets of America, all of the challenges that we face all across the world right now because of the darkness that's befalling humanity. Heavenly Creator, we also thank you for administering this passage because we understand and we have faith and trust in you that you have laid this out. It's beautifully laid out in your book of Revelation. There's been prophets from Isaiah on that have delivered this intelligence to us. We thank you for the prophets. We thank you for the messages. We thank you also for the protection. We thank you for the revelation of 528 frequency vibration to enable us to restore and retain our connection to you, Heavenly Creator, because we know there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And we ask that you bless us with manifesting that in our bodies and our Holy Spirit-filled temples to protect us, empower us, enable us to serve you and your people to the best of our ability in health, happiness, and peace. We ask for the demonic Biden administration to be increasingly revealed and exposed for being as corrupt as it is. We ask for special appointing of your angels of instruction and direction to bring the media into compliance with righteousness, with justice, and focus on those warmongers that are creating the genocides that we're suffering today. We ask for the focus to be on the Wall Street investors and the global industrialists that are profiting from humanity's suffering. We know that this is not of you. We ask for a special blessing and anointing to purge this negativity from our planet and bring this planet back in communion divine with you, Heavenly Creator. We ask this in Jesus' name, Yeshua's blessed name. We thank you so much for giving us the model of Yeshua HaMashiach. We ask for a special blessing of peace and shalom from the Prince of Peace that administers peace through your grace. We ask for all of these things in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's blessed name. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Doctor. Eric, you still with us?
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. That's very refreshing. And this, ultimately, it's in God's hands. There's, you know, a lot of things we cannot change. There's a lot of things we can change. And so I'll just wrap it up. Look into that Global Gene Corp. G-E-N-E is in genetics, Global Gene Corp. And one last little thing for the gentleman talking about insulin. I heard a presentation by a well-known doctor, I forget his name, the older guy. He said that cinnamon, there wasn't enough time in the lecture to discuss the power of cinnamon, the spice cinnamon, in regulation of blood sugar. And I thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the call. Any follow-up, doctor, before we go to our next caller?
You know, I just wanted to mention, you know, I happen to know Tulsi Gabbard, not intimately, but I've met her and I've spoken at length with her father, who is a state senator in Hawaii, dealing with this issue. And unfortunately, she's the only one that's been addressing the warmongering and the powerful corporations that and the banksters that are behind this atrocity in the Ukraine. And I raise this because I'm disgusted, frankly, because had she attended and had her father attended to my case in Hawaii against a CIA operative that was literally stealing the Biden administration's investments in the Ukraine through Burisma. The main competitors of Burisma are central to my case in Hawaii that's still in the appellate court. And that had Tulsi Gabbard attended to what it was that I was asking her to do, which was to bring attention to the manipulation and the cohesiveness between the financiers that are controlling Hawaii and the Bank of Hawaii, just like the Rockefeller cartel. You know, the caller is talking about the Roddenberry Foundation. All of these spinoff organizations are basically engaged in the same racketeering enterprise. And had she attended to those years ago when I addressed this with her and her father, we probably, or we certainly would not be in the situation that we're currently in. We wouldn't have a Ukraine problem because my case goes into the fact, consistent with everything we know, that it's the banksters that are financing the military industrialists that are making the money, that are doing this. The Russians are in bed with the global industrialists. The Russian mob is in bed with what's taking place right now in the military. They're testing their new equipment, the drones, etc. This is, they're getting rid of the old equipment, the old tanks, the old trucks. This is an obvious thing that I think everybody should really also consider in the context of what's called Occam's razor analysis. If you're going to be a reasonably intelligent person and you're going to look at what is taking place, the most common sense, obvious reality is basically where you should be saying, here's the cause of our suffering. This is what nobody's addressing. That's why we really need to have divine intervention at this point, because what nobody's addressing is that you've got a racketeering enterprise that is satanic. It is a satanic church-directed attack against God's children and God's presence on this planet. And it's really fundamentally that, and that we would not have had this issue had Gabbard actually addressed the fact that, aside from the Russian mob connection to the Ukraine, to Zelensky, to the whole presence and the politics of this region, you have U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and FBI cover-up of the CIA's involvement in the Ukraine. The entire Biden administration is disgustingly corrupt. That's in my case. My case in the appellate court right now in Hawaii. We don't go into the great detail, but I can tell you that the same person, Paul J. Sulla Jr., a CIA operative, FBI informant, who's been basically protected after being indicted by the grand jury, Sherry Kane and I got him indicted, and then they dropped the case. Why? Because he's connected to the Russian mob through the CIA. It's all one racketeering enterprise. And that's why what I see when I watch television and I see the, you know, the hosts of the news segments not addressing these issues. They're all diversion. It's all a scam. And basically, most of the intelligent people know about it. And they just want to keep their jobs, which really is very evil.
All right. Doctor, let's take our next call. We got Mike in Nebraska. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. A couple of things I wanted to point out. Some of what Roger Sales pointed out to me that I wasn't aware of. Yusuf Mullins really does a great job on the Federal Reserve. It's called The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and it predates everything else. They
Mike, are you using a speakerphone? Mike, are you using a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a regular phone.
Okay, we'll talk into the mouthpiece better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. It's very garbled. I can't understand anything.
Right.
Is that any better?
That's much better. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to point out Eustace Mullen did a great job on the secrets of the Federal Reserve. Roger Sales pointed that out to me a while back. He brings it up higher to the synagogue of Satan and starts naming names where the other fellow, he was kind of put onto the trail of the Federal Reserve as a comeback to Eustace Mullins. So I don't know if you guys had heard about all that.
I have vaguely heard about it, and yes, that's what's going down here. If you look at the U.S. Treasury Department, most of the people controlling it are all Goldman Sachs initiates, trained at Goldman Sachs. And we see this over and over again. Whenever I do, and Sherry Kane and I did investigations, we always came out with, tracking the money. You got to follow the money. And whether you're following it in health science or in military, you're always coming to the same major players, and nobody's addressing that either on Capitol Hill or in the media.
Right, and but that was the thing. Robert Griffin was kind of put out there by the elite to take the focus off of them. But one thing I wanted to point out, I haven't heard you guys mention it at all, but this thing, I hear a lot of people on our side that all of a sudden think Putin's the good guy. And it really troubles me because these people are smart enough, to have controlled opposition that they control. If they do get out of control, if Putin was actually going independent, he would end up like Napoleon I, JFK, and Lenin. A bullet would solve the problem. So I just get really disenchanted when I see people on our side thinking all of a sudden Putin's the good guy.
Well, that's a result of there being the mind control and the manipulation in what's called the Hegelian dialectic. What's called the thesis antithesis. And Tucker Carlson, he's had really excellent programming, but he's actually contributing. He's complicit in the mind control population manipulation by raising the evidence that Putin is a good guy. And he hasn't come out and said that, but he's saying that Zelensky. And he's saying correctly that Zelensky is corrupt. The whole Ukrainian situation with the Biden administration's involvement, totally corrupt. Yes, but then you've got to look beyond the fact that they're both corrupt. You've got to look beyond the fact that Putin is a puppet. You've got to ask who's controlling Putin. You've got to ask who's controlling the Chinese government. You've got to ask who's controlling the Biden administration. And when you do that, then you've hit the nail on the head. You've got a racketeering enterprise that's criminal psychopath, and they're satanic.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Doctor. And that's the problem. The people fall for this kabuki theater, and it gets, it's just you've got to keep your eye on the prize. There are people above these people, and they're all players on the stage. But thank you for taking my call today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. Doctor, we got about 2 minutes before the next break. Where do you want to go next, sir?
Oh, I think we had a good show, John. Thank you so much for your work. I love your callers. They're very, very bright, and they study, they research, and they raise great points.
They do. We have some great callers. You're absolutely right. Let's talk a bit about what to do if you have to be in the presence of people who have the clot shot to mitigate and not get the spike proteins from these people.
You mean besides put on a screen mask?
Well, if that would work, yeah.
Again, the bottom line is we've got to have the full anointing and presence of the Creator in our hearts, minds, our spirit-filled temples. That's the only protection we have. And I appreciate greatly that you support 528 and you listen to 528radio.com. That's the idea, is to generate a field of protection around us, an energetic field of protection. And again, the spirit is energy. Energy is all electronics. It's all frequency resonance. and the, you know, bioelectronics of we the people enable us to build our Holy Spirit protection so that we are impregnable against the pathogens, against the plagues. So this is really, I think, fundamental. It is, you know, you have to breathe and bring in that Holy Spirit power of love. You've got to pray and give thanks and glory to the Creator that has created us and sustains us. You know, again, I mentioned on your show, we're being recreated every nano instant so we can create, co-create with the Creator and give praise and glory to the Creator for the technology. We are the Creator's technology, and it's incredible how it operates. And we just have to, you know, go back to understand that fundamental paradigm in health science as well as, you know, religious ideologies to understand how we can protect ourselves that way.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Doctor, this hour has flown by, as they typically do. You have about 3 minutes here, sir, to put out the most important information you want to today, sir.
Well, thank you, John. It's if the Creator's for us, who can stand against us? You know, there's no weapons that can be formed that could take us out if the Creator is with us. And again, it's up to us to have that connection, that divine communion. And that's essentially been the theology of Christianity and Judeo-Christianity, virtually the entire monotheistic world. And again, when we look at experiences like you've had, John, where angels of protection intervene to save your life more than once, and I experienced the same thing, and I shouldn't even be here right now if it wasn't for that. The reality is that we have this opportunity, and unfortunately, people in ignorance, you know, Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." They don't attend to and exercise this divine communion capability. And that's where the rubber meets the road. So if you want protection against infectious diseases and spike protein antigens that people are spreading, and or even nuclear, you know, you've got to put yourself into that state, because when you're in that state of divine communion, you're connected to the various levels of the metaphysical realms. Yeah, Dr. Vernon Nepi has proven there are at least 9 dimensions beyond our 3D or 4D space dimension. There's the dimensions that the angels are engaged in. And at any moment in time, with faith and love in the Creator, and the Creator wanting to bless you with restoring, protecting, and sustaining your life, you go into that mode, and then you are protected against all physical reality, all physical weapons. Nothing can touch you. So that's my advice at this point.
All right. Thank you very much, Doctor. We appreciate it. I encourage people to go to Dr. Horowitz's websites and to get his books. Where would the best website to find your books for sale, sir?
It's healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com. Thank you, John. God bless you.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. I appreciate you. Love you very much.
Okay. All right. Top of the hour, we're going to have Chris with us. We'll be getting updates on the satellite phones. They're on back order. We expect to have them in a few weeks. We'll get the a closer date time frame when Chris comes on. Bottom of the hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill giving us updates on the energy cleaner. He's finally got me caught up in my back orders. You know, I'm waiting for some queen size pads. There's about 4 or 5 people waiting for queen size pads and energy cleaners right now. Spoke to a gentleman yesterday. His son and his son's wife used the energy cleaner. I liked it so much they recommended his dad get it. So I took the order from the father yesterday, and I'll be shipping that in a couple of days here also with a queen size pad. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated.
Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.